Hey Tony, first off, I'd like to thank you for actually creating the critical thinking skills article based on our the group discussions we had last week. And I do agree with everything you have to say, especially on opinion. How you said that with an opinion, you should first gather as much information as possible, and then you should carefully interpret the evidence through honest and intellectual analysis without an unbiased opinion. Just because if you don't have enough information, or facts, for instance, you might only have one side of the argument, and then you wouldn't be able to provide your own opinion without an unbiased opinion just because you only have one side of the argument. So I believe that it's extremely important to be able to gather as much information as possible on what you have to argue about. And at the very end, you said that we should be responsible for our own opinions, and I believe that is very important, just because if you make an opinion that is not true, for instance, in the future, if it's conflicting with evidence that you actually obtain in the future, then I believe it is your responsibility to either correct your opinion or even disregard the opinion or argument you made in the past. And for instance, with the Bush administration, how we ended up going to war, in my opinion, I don't believe that they were responsible for the arguments that they made, just because the media ended up finding out in the future that the original reason why I went to war wasn't even true anymore, especially with the nuclear weapons. And then when they actually questioned the government on that, they didn't even give us a reason why they even said that. So I believe that they weren't responsible for the arguments that they created. And then I do believe that with critical thinking skills, it is important in the physics problem-solving method, just because using critical thinking skills, you can actually create a concrete opinion or argument, and you wouldn't have any biases or things like that, just because of with the series of steps that you go through for critical thinking, and then at the end questioning whether that argument has any biases or any conflicting evidence. And I believe that would help you with the physics problem-solving method, just so that you actually are able to solve the problem without making any assumptions and things of that sort. And I thought that this article was really interesting, just because it reminded me of a movie that I saw recently called The Da Vinci Code. And after I read this article that you created, I went to actually rent it and then watch it again. And I was thinking about the critical thinking skills and what you had to say about opinion. And throughout that whole movie, they actually used the critical thinking skills to form their own opinions on what the Holy Grail was and what was actually the truth, based on whether Jesus had a bloodline even today. So I thought that was actually really interesting on how they were able to use the critical thinking skills to actually create an argument that wasn't popular belief. And so I thought that was very interesting. And with a personal experience I've had where someone didn't agree upon the definition of opinion was this one time where I was talking with another one of my classmates on the hot topic of that time, which was having illegal immigrants actually working inside of the United States. And what he said was that we shouldn't have that at all, and then he didn't understand why we had to have illegal immigrants coming through here and being so passive about it. But then I actually told him the benefits of having illegal immigrants in the United States, about how the cost of produce would be a lot less, just because the illegal immigrants aren't being paid minimum wage. They're going to be paid significantly less, even though that amount is much more than what they would get at home. So both of us would be benefiting, and even the consumer who ends up purchasing the produce even benefits from the fact that the illegal immigrants were working in the plantation fields and things like that. So after he saw the other side of the argument, he actually wasn't as against letting the illegal immigrants come by and work. So his original opinion wasn't based upon as much information that he was able to get. So I thought that that would be a good example of a personal experience I've had with someone. So, and that is it. Thank you.